Good evening.
Hey.
And how are you doing today? Evening here.
Hey, good evening, Mike. Good day. Good morning, everybody, for those in the western parts of the world.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I saw a bunch of Twitter chats. I think Americans don't want, it's 5 a.m. in West Coast America and 8 a.m. in East Coast, and I think even 8 a.m. is too early for many of our handshake community. But I know the Europeans like this time, so and Asia, it's all right, but my gut and tells me we may have to go back to the original our mornings, because the Americans in handshake are not morning people, it seems.
Yeah, after how many years, like 3 years, we're still figuring out to, make the
Yeah,
time
but
work.
that's what life is about. But we got a lot to talk about today. I mean, you made and I think a lot of you know she loves handshake, and she's always been loving what we're doing here. But there's so much this week. I feel like last month we were almost short of things to update, but I feel like I have tabs of like 2, 4, 6, 8, like 10, 12 different things to share on today's Twitter Spaces or handshake.mastermind on HNS. We have all the recordings of these since back with Mark Smith's clubhouses in early 2021. So lots of archives on our handshake domain, a handshake.mastermind, only on the handshake domain. No DNS domain, only handshake.mastermind to get the recordings of all of these amazing shows from now. Wow, can you believe that? Was that really 3.5 years ago? Time, it's gonna be 4 years since Handshake Mainnet, and a lot is happening. So there's not a lot. I'm gonna just read down these different tabs I have open. A little bit of recap from Domainer Expo. I maybe we can get some people here. Like Paul is up bright and early, and to give us some updates. I love domains I see here. Maybe they could give us some updates. I have this FOMO. I missed Domainer Expo in Vegas. I saw some amazing pictures. I saw Handshake represented there too, which is awesome. So maybe we can get somebody here up on stage to give it themselves. Also Ape.C, I see here. He's always got fun stuff about Handshake. And he's following this UD case like a lawyer. So he's got some stuff we'll talk about. Tokenomics, great news about Carbon Browser. They've been active in the Handshake community and even talking to some Telegram groups, and they've been pushing updates with integrations. Thunderbolt, Nathan Woodburn's developing, so he's building so much. HandyCon and ENS, a little bit of load pipe updates. Flamingo Handshake auction is going to be December 27th, 4 p.m. Pacific time. We'll get some stuff at the end of this, but Anne, how are you feeling? Anybody else want to come up here? Maybe we can get iHeartDomains or Kings.
Yeah, I heard Domains. I think he has some things to share about the Domainer
Yeah,
Expo.
I want to hear it.
Yeah, hi
Anne,
everybody. Can you hear me?
Marcus, great to have you here.
Yeah, great to talk to you, Mike. And hi, Ann. How are you doing? But yeah, Domainer Expo was awesome.
Maybe he's still on mute.
No, can y'all hear me at all? Or
I heard you. I didn't hear Anne reply to you, and maybe she was on mute. But no, I think you can go ahead. I'd love to hear about Domainer Expo in Vegas.
yeah, it was a very solid event. I don't know how many of you guys are familiar with Ishmili, but he's very connected in both the Web 2 and the Web 3 space, and this conference kind of brought together a lot of builders, bright minds, whales, all kinds of whatever you want to call them, for both sides of the space to really understand each other and the opportunity that exists. And yeah, got a chance to reconnect with Aaron. Aaron's solid, love the guy. And got to see Paul out there as well, connect with him as well. For me personally, the networking was priceless. you know, we're all trying to figure out where this space is going and heading and developing. Some people are looking for help. Some people are looking for direction. Some people are looking for insight. And a lot of that, I think, was hashed out there. And it's just the beginning, right? The bigger picture is what we're still, you know, in essence, all trying to build in our own way.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, I saw some great pictures, right? It's great to see you there. And, we also, from the Handshake side, we saw Namebase was there. I think they also sponsored Aaron AOX. I heard some highlights, you know, he's an OG in the ENS, also in the, like, Web2 domains. So great to have AOX there from Namebase, CTO there. And, it's really, you know, I have serious FOMO, but I really wanted to go. I've seen all these pictures over the days. You know, I think it's great. You know, we're well past COVID now, of course, and real in-person events are happening. And I did agree. I saw a lot of Web2 people, Web3 people, domain people there. That's really, really great stuff. Yeah, I know how. I can only imagine how much work it was for Ishmili. So shout out to him. Shout out to you and everybody there for making things happen and bringing everybody, great people together. All right. I'm going to do about 1 hour for this today. It's a little bit late for, not so late, but I'm gonna schedule 1 hour, see how it goes. So kind of got so much to cover. So that was a great update. Thank you, iHeartDomains. I know even you said this in the Telegram about this UDHNS or .wallet stuff, but Ape.c, you know, he has really been tweeting long form blog or tweets lately. And maybe we shouldn't put it so high up in the agenda because, you know, it's a very traumatic experience, but seems like there's a phone call scheduled. I just saw this myself. I mean, it was just literally tweeted out, I think less than 24 hours ago from Ape.c, but something like a phone call with the courts of the US on, I guess if we can't make it a Twitter space, it would be pretty amazing. But Thursday, December 21st at 9 a.m., I guess US New York time, between these, between plaintiff Scott Florsk of .wallet and the defendant Unstoppable Domains. So we're going to see how that one rolls out. Thanks out Ape.c for following that so closely. Anybody want to comment on that topic? I don't really want it to drag out to be forever. I know we've had longer sessions on that topic, but I think it's just the sooner we can pass this case, because it's been, especially for Scott, you know, you can see him personally named in the lawsuit and involved. And, I've talked, you know, he's talked to him personally many times. And it's affected his life a lot. You know, anybody going through any kind of a lawsuit could imagine for multiple years. So I would just hope to get some closure on this, to be honest, soon. But I did see him say, you know, court stuff is very slow. So I guess it might not be very quickly ended. But let's move to the next topic. Cryptonaut or shares, I don't like to go so hyperbole here, but I guess everybody's getting bullish. I mean, we feel like we're getting into a bull market. I feel like hopefully the bear is gone. You know, it's been a very long bear market for some of us in multiple cycles, but you know, there's been a lots of rebounds. I think in H&S coin has rebounded nicely, you know, from a low of about a cent. It's about 3 cents right now. So of course, many paid higher than 3 cents, but those that got in lower in the last, you know, half a year, you know, have a nice little upside. But so Cryptonaut is actually, I don't know where these people pick up these predictions, you know, but 10x, etc. But, you know, I think a lot of coins are going to be recovering from this bear market, and those that have survived the bear have been, you know, like one thing I always like about the Handshake community is there's this group of people building, you know, Eskimo is working really hard. Nathan Woodburn will share an update. These people, you know, decentralized Rithvik does amazing. You know, I always look at the developer community personally. I want to see like people building, you know, on their own for the project. So hopefully this will be paying dividends for all of us that have been patiently waiting for upside in this harsh bear market. What do you think, Ann? Do you have some input here? Putting you on the spot.
Well, no, mine is just very simple. I hope the predictions are going to happen. Yeah. Is going up.
I mean, yes, invested. I remember she's, you know, so I hope for you too. And, you know, of course, I'm invested. Many of us are invested. You know, that's what also affects us, right? Especially in talking about this, you know, the UD or the other kinds of projects. We shouldn't get too overly invested in anything in our lives, right? We have to try to stay cool-headed, and you know, we should never invest more than we can lose, right? Especially in crypto, we shouldn't invest more than we can take to go to zero, whether even Bitcoin. Or, you know, as I still would say, is a higher risk investment. You know, I don't think this is like the like safest investments. Of course, I feel very comfortable about it. But, you know, anybody listening, don't go in over your head. Do your own due diligence, blah, blah, blah. But I do hope it pays back dividends for everybody that's been bearing with it during this hard last few years. Let's see what other tab. Also, you have all these pinned, right? And I'm honestly afraid to touch my computer too much because I might freeze something.
Yep. The pinning tweets. Doing it.
Okay, great. Great. So, also, I guess about the price speculation, I don't see it on this thread, but there is a few different events happening. We've talked about this on quite a few Twitter spaces. But at the end of this year, early next year, we're going to be releasing a lot of the Alexa top 100K that have not been claimed will be going into the, I guess, mempool or going into be released for others to auction. That doesn't mean they're automatically going to go for auction. Anybody familiar with the Handshake Vickrey auction process will know that somebody has to open them. So just because they're released doesn't mean they're going to be going to auction. You have to open the auction. But there's all going at once. You know, honestly, I will be a little bit honest. I was not for that. I felt like we should have spread out over a certain amount of time, like a year or something. But they're all going to be open at the same time. So a lot of people speculate that's going to make people that want to bid on these auctions need to get HNS coin, because to participate in the auctions, you need the native token of Handshake, which is HNS. So there is some speculation that should drive demand, at least in the short term. Some people think that might be a very short term, but we will see. But you know, do with that as you may. You know, also people were chatting in a Telegram group I saw earlier in the last 24 hours about, you know, we call it the sister coin of Bitcoin. It's a proof of work system. It's not really tied to the Ethereum network. It's more of a Bitcoin sister coin. With the one core difference is there is burning of the coins when auctions are won. The second highest bid is burnt, so those coins are gone forever. So this is a depreciatory event. So it becomes scarcer as more auctions happen and more burning happens. But yeah, so those are some parts. But one of my favorite updates, I should have said first, is the Carbon browser, which is the handle at TriCarbonIO on Twitter, has just published updates across their various different browsers, desktop, Google Play, I believe iOS, to integrate Handshake into their browser. So I've tried it myself on Android, where you can type in a Handshake domain. I'm a little bit embarrassed, but I keep it real. I keep it real. So far on mine, at least it redirected to HNS.2, which is a common HNS, like DNS resolver. But I did see them taking feedback on that from Twitter and from Telegram. And I do think they pushed an update. I believe it was only on the desktop so far to not need to redirect to the HNS.2, but still resolve on the native Handshake domain. So, of course, I and many other handshakers are supporting this browser by, you know, downloading it and putting it as our default browsers. Definitely make some noise on Twitter. Share this, you know, tell your friends. You know, I think, again, let's do positive and negative. I know there's like the dot wallet case and some other maybe competing solutions out there. Let's focus our energy on positive things. Let's focus our energy on promoting products and services that integrate the HNS technology. So definitely that's a great reason to try Carbon Browser. Have you tried it out, Anne? Have you gotten a chance to play with it?
Well, not yet.
No, sorry. Anne, what's going on? Are you just shilling HNS and not using it? Come on, get that thing downloaded. Sorry to put you on the spot. Yeah. I'm joking.
Sorry, I'm still using Aloha on mobile, but on desktop, I have not yet changed my HNS browser. but we'll do.
I'm on Android. I'm using it personally. I'm only currently using it on my Android user. So, but yeah, let's also show some support. I know default browser is a bigger ask, but I think at least having the app installed and using it or testing it is a great way to show Carbon that it was worth their time and resources to invest in using HNS technology. So I really do think that's one of the most positive things I think the community can do is supporting the tools and services out there that do embrace our technology that we love so much and live and breathe. So by using these browsers and telling everybody to use these browsers is probably one of the best ways to help help Handshake. So, you know, retweeting, installing the apps, telling your friends, hopefully, because the idea, I think, you know, everybody wants Chrome, right? Everybody wants, I don't even want to mention Brave anymore, but everybody wants these browsers to use Handshake. But I think the best way is if they use it, they will get a lot more users. And, you know, there's also that chicken or the egg, the content or the resolver, right? But of course, building websites on Handshake, we have Handshake.mastermind, which is only on Handshake. So if you want to try it out, you can get Carbon Browser and you can go to Handshake.mastermind and fingers crossed it works for you. But then you can, you know, view even back to like January 2021 or maybe January, February 2021's Clubhouse recording with Mark Smith. You could listen to one of the OG Twitter Spaces, or before Twitter Spaces even existed, you can listen to it on the site. So that would be one little test everybody here could try to do. So, yeah, I mean, but yeah, I'm just happy to see more browsers using it. And also, let's all try to build on it, put unique content on it, or at least mirror your site onto Handshake, which a lot of our sites are mirrored onto Handshake as well as on DNS. But, you know, like that's what should help us stand out and take more attention from these technologies and services. Does anybody else want to share about Carbon? So it looks like it's pushed across all their different platforms, desktop, iOS, and mobile, I mean, and Android. So I have it on Android. I still got to try it on mobile. But yeah, thank you again, Carbon Browser. We also should get you at the HandyCon. I guess we'll speak some updates about HandyCon. And then Andrew C., he's also a very active Twitter supporter of Handshake and Bitcoin. He says, list of browsers that support HNS domain names. Try Carbon.io. I'm just going to read their handles. MASQ_AI. Number 3, Opera Crypto. Number 4, Impervious is Beacon Browser. Number 5, Puma Browser. Number 6, Santa Browser with parentheses will add support this month, supposedly. And then somebody said, anyone else? And Aloha Browser, somebody put in the comments. And maybe somebody else here has other browsers. Somebody was commenting about supporting Dane. But then Andrew C. replied that there's a proposal by RISC-V to build a reference browser for stateless Dane. And it's a $200,000 HNS grant from Open System to RISC-V to build that. So that's going to be exciting. I think that's a big challenge for RISC-V. But yeah, Dane is, of course, I have to admit, I'm not as technical, but it's a secure way of resolving, you know, domains like HTTPS without certificate authorities, I believe. And if you go back to the archives of HandyCons, where JJ, one of the co-founders of the Handshake protocol, says this is not just a system to solve the ICANN. I know a lot of people always talk about ICANN centralization, but I believe in the white paper and what he says, the bigger problem is not ICANN, but certificate authorities or CAs that are selling all the SSL certificates. So I know most of us use the free Let's Encrypt, but for certain more tech or power, you need to buy these GreenLock SSLs from certificate authorities. And I'm not such a perfect person to share about this, but basically certificates are installed locally on your computer from your, I don't know where they come from. I don't know if they're pre-installed from your operating system or from the browser, but there basically can be, there's cases where they are hacked or cracked or serving, you know, the wrong contents, and they're not as secure as something like a blockchain technology such as Dean could. So that is something. I know some of you are not as technical as I am, and I hope I didn't mess it up too much. But yeah, I mean, it's not just about ICANN. And I think it's more about certificate authorities and SSL certs that Handshake is trying to solve. And Dean is one of those solutions it's trying to help with growing. So I feel like I'm doing a lot of talking today. And any feedback here? There's just a lot of updates. So that's kind of the Carbon browser, and just kind of going back onto the browsers that currently support Handshake.
Yeah, it's actually amazing that we have a lot of browsers already available supporting Handshake, and it's good to see that the level of enthusiasm is growing despite the bear market. So yeah, looking forward to what else will be put out there.
Yeah, I mean, again, I don't want to look into my crystal ball, because crystal balls usually are not correct. But, you know, I think it's fair to say we're kind of transitioning out of the bear into the bull, and I think more stuff is going to be built. So, you know, I'm feeling pretty happy about the future of Web3 and Handshake, and as we wrap up 2023. But, you know, again, I think Mike Carson said it from Impervious on some of these sessions. A lot of us are waiting for the quote-unquote killer app. And I guess I'll say, you know, I mean, of course, it's a project I'm starting to build now, LoadPipe, which I know some of you probably don't have any idea what I'm talking about, but, you know, or e-commerce on the blockchain, you know, and I think e-commerce is a great use case for, you know, domains in general, right? I mean, so by having e-commerce on the blockchain, you might more likely want to use a Web3 domain than a Web2 domain for blockchain-based e-commerce business. So hopefully e-commerce can be another use case for Handshake domains and Web3 domains, which I hope to have more in 2024. And maybe I'll give some more updates if we have time towards the end of today. So Thunderbolt is next on my list. And again, I think you've pinned a lot of these, but I can't see everything. But I think it should be pinned on your spaces. But Richard Kuykendall, named Cheap CEO on Twitter, says, quote, "No more numbers, no more proprietary usernames, just your portable digital ID that follows you wherever you want to be and works seamlessly on our messaging app, spaceship.com/Thunderbolt. Just added a link to sign up and get notified for beta and be on our waiting list. Please share." So that was a few weeks ago, that tweet. and people have been talking about it nonstop. But this idea is using, you know, which is a lot of people are excited about with Web3, is your username, right? Your digital identity. So go back to the beginning where it says no more phone numbers, no more proprietary usernames. So numbers is pretty clear, right? You get a phone number, right? Verizon, T-Mobile, Sprint, you know, China Mobile, or, you know, I use something in Thailand, AIS, True. You know, these phone numbers are issued by the phone systems. Honestly, I don't even know how phone numbers are owned, but I feel like I don't own that phone number for sure. If I don't pay my phone bill or that plan, maybe I can port it to another carrier, but I don't really feel like I own a phone number, right? Usernames on Twitter, you know, Elon Musk could just like your username and just take it for himself, I guess. If he likes your username, he might, you know, take it from you and give you some other temporary one. So I don't know how comfortable I feel about Twitter usernames. Although I did hear he might be making a platform to buy and sell Twitter usernames. I'm not sure if that's true or not, but I've seen some speculations about that, which would be kind of cool. But yeah, I mean, the Web 2, you don't own your user identity, right? You don't own anything. You're a user, you're a renter, you're hoping that this username will stay with you for the length of that social media network platform of Facebook or Twitter. You know, the other thing is always annoying is when the new social media platform like TikTok or whatever comes out, you got to get a new user account, right? So what Spaceship Thunderbolts here, as well as other Web3 naming solutions, means is that will be your universal username across your social media, your email, your phone number. You just tell people, that's my name, right? So that's one of the breakthroughs about domains in general in Web3, is Web2 domains generally are meant for like websites or blogs. Although I do think Web2 domains will work on Thunderbolt. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure Web2 domains will also work in this Thunderbolt ecosystem. But of course, they will support handshake names and I believe ENS. I'm not sure all the Web3 naming solutions will be included, but I think Thunderbolt's trying to include as many Web3 as well as Web2 domain name services as they can. But I guess the difference of a Web2 and Web3 domain is back down to the ownership, right? Web2 domain is still rented from, you know, the .com Verisigns and ICANN, etc. The fees can increase. Maybe things could be potentially taken away from you. It's not as common, but it does happen. Whereas with Web3 domains, the promise is it's owned by you. It's in your wallet. It's in your ownership custody. It's not in the third-party custody. So you can feel rest assured that that universal digital ID that you will use is your phone number, your email, and your social media accounts and blogs and everything will be yours. So that's the promise of Web3, and it's really, really exciting to see Namecheap and embracing it so much and really pushing forward with this Thunderbolt solution for chats and emails and social media usernames. So what are you feeling, Anne, or is there others here want to share about that?
You can send me a request to speak on stage, everyone. Yeah, also excited about this technology. Yeah, it would be cool to be identified by your domain, with your domain, instead of seeing numbers.
Yeah, I mean, it's so frustrating, right? Like WhatsApp, we're doing that right now, transferring a WhatsApp. It's so frustrating. It's tied to a telephone number on WhatsApp. So it just seems like an old technology that just doesn't make sense anymore. So, yeah, I mean, but yeah, it's going to, of course, have some resistance because, of course, phone numbers are connected to telecom companies that want you to be tied to their phone number into their system, right? They don't want to lose that leverage or whatever you want to call it, control or power. So, yeah, I mean, it will make their value not as powerful because you don't need their – honestly, I barely tell anybody my phone number anymore. except really for WhatsApp, you know. But Telegram, I don't need to give people my phone number for Telegram. It's kind of one reason I like it more than WhatsApp personally. But yeah, I mean, it's really cool. I will also share, maybe Jordan's listening to this, Eskimo. You know, I know I've seen him pretty vocal on Twitter, kind of venting why are people so excited for Thunderbolt when H&S chat already does some or what this is doing, right? And, you know, I've seen him kind of disappointed because I know he's worked really hard on H&S chat and I support it. I think I will just say it here and he's welcome to listen to this. But, you know, it's, of course, the user base of Spaceship and or Namecheap is a much bigger than Handshake itself, probably, but definitely H&S chat's own reach, right? So I think the reason people are so excited is it should bring in new users, new exposure. And the idea is somebody that is looking into Spaceship and wants a cool username could use their .com, right? But they could also say, hey, what's this Handshake thing? And I can get this, and how does this work? Right? So hopefully, I think that's what some of the people are liking that news, to get more exposure for Handshake, because, you know, the domain community and although, again, some of his critical thinking is, oh, this is still not that big a deal. It's mostly domainers that are going to be using it. But, you know, we got to start somewhere, right? And you could say domainers started .coms, right? Domainers were main people using the domains in the 90s, maybe even 80s, but the 90s, right? It wasn't really widespread usage of domain names, Web 2 domain names in the 90s. But there was these domainers, but they were creating liquidity and they were, you know, getting it started. So, you know, we all got to start somewhere. But that's my updates for Thunderbolt. And welcome others to come up on stage and share. But, I mean, thank you, Namecheap, again, for your support for Handshake and including it in the Thunderbolt's integration. But, yeah, there's just so much to cover, honestly. It's like I'm talking nonstop here. But there's just so much happening since the last Twitter Spaces. So, let me look at the next tab here. Anything to share, Ann?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to say I think Thunderbolt would be a game changer from what I've heard, what it's capable of. It'll really bring a lot of eyes onto Handshake. And also I'd like to say that I think H&S chat didn't go anywhere because they invited UD customers, UD domain owners to H&S chat. And I don't think any of them even came. And to me, when that happened, you know, it was a no-goer, non-goer. Because as everybody knows, UD sucks.
Yeah, I know there's this rivalry. I think he was, you know, trying to be inclusive or you know, maybe he had some other ideas about that, but
you can't be inclusive with the devil. You can't do deals with the devil. Do you understand? We know what UD have been up to and the kind of business practices they've been deploying. Do you know what I mean? You can't be nice to them kind of people.
Yeah, no. I don't think he was. I'm pretty sure he wasn't like paid. Or, you know, I don't think he got any kind of integration fee from what I understand. So I think he just did that out of maybe his for marketing or some reason. But I don't think he was like financially compensated for that. But I would agree. You know, I wouldn't integrate UD myself on something I build. But you know, I guess everybody has their own choice. You know, I try to say that. That's the good and the bad about decentralized community. Is anybody can do anything that they want, right? But yeah, I know that it had a little bit of pushback from the Handshake community and there was some drama in that. But I know Jordan's a very talented developer, man. He can build stuff really fast and working well. And I do appreciate his contributions into the Handshake community. I know sometimes there's some fire and flare in the chats on Twitter, and I try not to engage too much. I don't want to get into that kind of stuff, but yeah, I mean, I do still generally appreciate what he keeps building, and I know he's frustrated, honestly, because he's paid a lot of time and money building for Handshake. So I do hope, you know, it pays off for him.
Oh, that. In addition, there were some suggestions that we utilize HNS chat and the one Nathan built the call call integration for HandyCon, but yeah, we're open to suggestions. However, with the current air meet, we're already like quote unquote experts of the system, and also we could extract the analytics, and we're looking forward to what's going to be built in the future. However, at the moment, Airme is our best option. So, but yeah, please send us your suggestion for HandyCon anytime.
Also, I think we added a survey on 2024.handycon.xyz or on Handshake 2024.handshake.conference. But we want more survey feedback. You know, it's kind of going well. Let's go first about you talk about Nathan Woodburn. So Nathan's another developer, you know, in the community that's always building, and he has Linker on this tweet I have. Couple weeks ago, he tweeted Linker LINKR is now public. Create your own short links using Linker for free. https://linkr. So it's right on the root domain of a Handshake TLD linker. And he says, why use a long URL like nathan.woodburn.au/ hashtag donate when you can use https://linkr/donate. So you can check that out and use that as a link shortener to redirect to other sites on the internet. So that's a cool little product, not little, but cool project. Thank you, Nathan, for always finding solutions and building stuff for Handshake. So definitely support Linker. It's also a pinned tweet on this space. So, of course, if you could help like and retweet those of these that you think are worthwhile on your feed, that would help get more exposure and reach to these posts. All right. So I see some more new speakers up here, and do they want to share? I see Alex.hns. Do you have something you'd like to update? Did I hope I didn't miss you on anything we've been sharing?
Hey everyone. Yeah. Hope everybody's doing well. I don't have any particular updates. I just wanted to comment a little bit on Thunderbolt.
Okay, please.
Because yeah, I mean, it's been in the works for a few years, and the beta is hopefully coming soon next year to everyone. There is already a beta version being tested internally, but as you know, we want to make sure it's perfect before rolling out to anybody. I'm not part of this project personally, but I can definitely say that the goal here is to attract more people to the digital ID space, whether it's Web 2 or Web 3, but of course, being biased to Handshake, I mean, it will be one of the first, let's say, steps into really having your own digital ID being used. So I think it's something that you should definitely sign up for, the beta. You can go to the link that Mike shares above. It's spaceship.com/Thunderbolt. And you have a section to add your email, and you'll be notified once it is out. And it will be out, I think, both for Android and iOS to test. But this is just the beginning, right? It's just the beginning. We see this coming, going way further. It will have messaging, video calls. You can have your contacts list. You can try to use the app if you don't own a domain, and that might incentivize you to get a new domain or a domain for the first time, which is very cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the goal is to bring new users to Spaceship and bring utility to the digital ID, whether it's a .com or a .x or .hns. Yeah, so I'm really excited. I hope you guys are excited too, and go check out the landing page the team has put up.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, sign up for the beta. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, thanks for coming on and sharing that. So as I don't know, Alex, he's, I think, officially on a name-based team now, but it was is also on the Namecheap team. I hope I'm not messing that up, but user experience expert, designer expert. And also a big fan of Handshake. So thanks, Alex. So yeah, just to reiterate that, it's true. You know, I think digital identity or DID is such a bigger space, which than the traditional domain web, pure web 2 space, because when it was traditional domains, it was really almost for just websites, or you know, maybe your Shopify, everyone likes, you know, e-commerce or blogs. But with these marketplaces, even Amazon or Facebook or even Google, you know, people don't need domains or wouldn't bother buying a domain because they just have their Facebook page or their Amazon store or whatever, right? But the idea here is it's not just a website, it's a actual user identity for people to call you, email you, chat with you, find you on various social platforms. So I think that's why a lot of people in Web3 domain space or digital identity space think this is such a bigger market, because it's not, I guess you could say, domains. Of course, it's not just for businesses, but domains normally are for business use. Of course, there's individuals, but usually they're kind of almost businesses. They're like personal brands, right? Personal brands, like I have my michaelmicalimi.com for my personal brand, but I'm almost like a business in a sense because I'm using it as somewhat as for business purposes. But with DIDs, it's like a B2C. It's not B2B. It's not business to business. It's business to consumer, which of course is a much bigger audience. So all of a sudden, all these domain names can be used by everybody, kids, grandparents, you know, you don't have to be like a college graduate, expert MBA to buy and use a domain. Of course, you know, not that complicated, but you know what I'm saying? Like, this will be just much more widely used. So I think that's the bet anybody in the Web3 digital identity is making, that this is not just a business play, but a consumer play. And that's what makes the market seem so much bigger. And I think that's what Thunderbolt's also going for as well, so that people would, because it's a unique point, because user names are free, right? When I sign up for Facebook, I don't have to pay for my username. A Twitter, I don't have to pay for my username, but that's because I don't own it. So it's going to be an interesting mindset shift and culture shift for people to realize they have to buy a username. Or maybe they'll have the free ones, but it'll be like branded with that platform. But if they want to have their own unique identity, so I think it will really open up the market and the space. Okay, so we got about at least 10 minutes on my initial agenda. Put the kids to bed after this. But HandyCon, so some other updates, I think, came from the Domainer Expo, but there was a lot of chatter, and I kind of jumped in a thread with Drea, .eth and dr3a.eth and some others. I think there was some lawyers. I'm hoping I'm not messing up names, but AOX and others were chatting and I jumped in. But we kind of invited ENS and ENS to the HandyCon events, and it seems like there's some suggestions, people from the ENS community, to be represented. We are starting to open up speaker applications, speaker spots. If you No, we don't have the exact dates yet, but it'll be March this year, and probably 4 months from now, probably middle of March, HandyCon. Right now we're talking to some sponsors. Bitmain looks like they'll be stepping up. I had a call with them earlier this week, and some other core people to support the HandyCon 4th annual. Can you believe it's the 4th annual? Well, we definitely welcome ENS. I think there was a thread I saw Andrea saying, like, why isn't there a ICANN for Web3 names or something? I'm not saying exactly, but I kind of jumped in saying, I think that's what HNS is trying to do. And HNS did reserve.eth because it was in existence before, and love to educate you. And I made a little video for her that seemed to help. But we would love to have ENS there. Brantley was there in the first one in 2021, which is a fun panel. It's still recorded. People can watch. But, you know, we'd love to have ENS there, and hopefully we can confirm them to be in attendance. And do you want to get some more updates about HandyCon? I know you're so excited about it.
Yeah, we're preparing tons of content. So, it's going to be a busy month again. December is usually the time we start reaching out to people. So, and also I've been busy reading. So I'm not tweeting a lot. So most of the time I'm reading. Hopefully we could also invite people from the community that weren't able to join on stage. So that would be also exciting. Ape.c, for example.
Yeah, we love that.
Yeah, very mysterious, but yeah, that would be fun. So a lot of content, and also I'm reading the survey submission, so please make sure to also share your suggestions, your feedback. And if you don't know where to find the form, we already have the landing page up. So it's 2024.handycon.xyz. So it's going to be a busy year. The 15 months. So please don't hesitate to reach out to us. And also during that time, I've been reading that there would be some maybe launches. So also looking forward to that one. One of them maybe would be load pipe, I guess. So
pressure on today, huh?
Yeah, it was a load pipe. Hopefully we can also have Thunderbolt running by then. I'm really excited about this one. It's non-COVID times already, non-COVID year. So hopefully there would be some small meetups, like local meetups, what we have discussed early this year. So more people getting together, the word and love about Handshake. Yeah. And also hopefully the token HNS goes up. Sorry for using the word. So yeah, that's about it, Mike. I'll be making more updates. We're firing up the HandyCon Twitter in a few days.
Nice. All right. So, yeah, also, it's been great to have you stepping up more. And, you've kind of in the background over the years, and it's cool to have you on this space, hopefully hosting more. I know you hosted a few in last year, but maybe this year even more. Just to highlight, one of my favorite parts about HandyCon is it kind of, like you said, it puts some pressure on the community to have some updates or even launching their projects at these events. Over the years, people have used it to demo or introduce what they built on Handshake at this event. And we, of course, support that. We try to be as neutral as possible. Anybody building a Handshake is a friend of ours. So, you know, if you're a developer, maybe you're shy, or maybe, you know, you don't know who to ask for help, this could be a way. We'd love to help, you know, your project get some exposure, especially if you're using it or integrating Handshake in your project. So definitely don't be shy to let us know. And there should be an apply to be a speaker button. Fill out that form. You know, we do support. I know some of you like to be anonymous, and you know, that's even one reason I think we do want to keep it a little bit online, because it's hard to be anonymous in a real life event. So we've had people demonstrate their projects in as an anonymous person. We even had an anonymous co-host Fistful of Ass at least 1 year or 2 years, which I hope pops back. I know he's hovering in the background lately, but I think with his bull market, hopefully he can quit his job and go back in Handshake all in again. But but yeah, HandyCon is a good time. Yeah, that's a good point, Dan. Maybe by then we could have something for this LoadPie project for e-commerce on the blockchain to show. That's a good idea. But yeah, so I say it kind of puts a little bit of pressure. I know Namebase has used Handshake or HandyCon to push some new releases out to the community and share them at the event. So, you know, I think 4 months time from today should be enough time for people to have something to show or update. And there is some demand, you know, I'll just say it. Bitmain did say, oh, can't you do it in person this year? We really think it'd be better in person. And I said back, I mean, our community is just spread out all around the world, you know? I mean, I don't even know where the majority of people are. So, you know, I like it to be online. Like Ann said, maybe we can have some in-person smaller meetups. But, you know, I think, you know, I think, you know, it's kind of nice to be online. So, but your feedback, you know, we do want to have your feedback about how we can make this better. It is our fourth year, and maybe that's enough for this update. What do you think, Anne? Of course, there's also sponsorship. So if you're a business building on Handshake that wants to support the community, this event, and get in front of this community, we have, of course, bumper videos we play before each session. You'll be in the recordings. You'll be in all the branding of the event leading up to, at the event, after the event. All sessions are recorded and published and archived for long-term reach. So I'd love to hear from you. I think there's a handycon.xyz/sponsor page with some information there. But, you know, we've had people step up in the community. And we're also going to work on some kind of like smaller packages for maybe more individuals that want to just chip in like on a smaller basis, and we can kind of put your name or your logo there as well. But we would love to have your support for the fourth annual HandyCon this March. Also about the time zones, when it should be. That's another tricky one because we have people all around the world. So let's come together as a community. And I think the bear market is defrosting. So let's stand together and come out of this bigger and better than ever.
Great. And oh, by the way, Mike, of course you cannot end the year without a Flamingo Handshake auction.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, thanks for that. So it's actually right at the end of the year. So before your New Year's party, December 27th, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, which I think is our standard time we do these. It's going to be early morning for us in Asia, but it's the normal time. We're going to have our last Handshake auction of the 2023 Solar New Year. And I don't know, the lineup, do you have any teasers, anything up there, Anne, or...
Yeah, we're going to have some teasers soon. Yeah, busy week next week.
Okay. It's exciting. Busy. All right. And so definitely save the day. Of course, Flamingo HNS is a Twitter name that shares it. And And yeah, I think we can wrap up right at 1 hour mark. Perfect timing. Of course, we can open up the floor if anybody wants to share an announcement, a question, a suggestion. We can open up the floor as well. And then this time, it seems like this time is not the, I think, and it's not the, I think the other time has more people. It seems like evening US time might be, I know it's so late for Europe though, but I my gut feeling is the other time was more popular for the live recording. Of course, this is a recorded session and we will post this on handshake.mastermind as well as on Twitter for as long as it lasts on Twitter. But thanks for tuning in.
Thanks, everyone. Have a good day. Have a good night. Bye.
Yep. See y'all later.